Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 46 to 48. God will ultimately preserve his people. We read in Jeremiah chapter 46 verses 26 to 28 like this. But do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be at ease. No one shall make him afraid. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you. For I will make a complete end of all the nations to which I have driven you. But I will not make a complete end of you. I will rightly correct you, for I will not leave you wholly unpunished. The book of Jeremiah has not been arranged chronologically. Otherwise, this section, which is chapters 46 to 49, should have historically followed the events of chapter 25, where Jeremiah anticipated the Babylonian conquest. The passage above is a repeat from Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 10 and 11, with only a slight variation. These are the words of comfort to Israel, for God will not forget his covenant with his promises of protection, peace, and prosperity. The purpose of God's chastisement is to refine his people. The word correct denotes discipline, which will be done justly. The prophecy has a double fulfillment, one in the return from exile and the other still in the future. God is still Israel's covenant God who will deal with a righteous remnant by restoring it to the land in accordance with his unconditional promises of old. In contrast with Egypt, who would be taken into exile, Israel was not to fear or be dismayed. In the midst of international chaos, Israel had a sure promise of the presence of the Lord and of survival. The destroyers will themselves be destroyed, but God will have compassion on his own. Israel could look forward to a time when she would enjoy peace and security. A remnant would survive to receive again God's blessings. As a new Israel, the Church of God can also relate to these promises of God. When the church and the literal Israel might seem utterly consumed, there still remains hope because God will even raise his people from the dead and ultimately preserve his people. Through this passage, God gives a message of peace to his people in captivity. They would return to their land and be established again. They had to be corrected in love, but they would not be destroyed. As God said, I will save you, I will be with you. What words of encouragement.